Good morning. It's now 6:45. This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Lawmakers in the New Hampshire House will consider a bill today that would ban the sale and possession of synthetic drugs. The issue came to the forefront last year when Governor Hassan declared a state of emergency. That was in response to nearly two dozen non-fatal overdoses in Manchester from people using a brand of spice or synthetic marijuana. Keene Senator Molly Kelly authored the legislation, which has already passed the Senate with unanimous support. Hassan says she's likely to sign the bill should it reach her desk. Senator Kelly joins Morning Edition now to talk about her proposal. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
From everything you've heard, how big of a problem is this in New Hampshire?
Well, I think it is a big problem. I think, as you had said earlier, Rick, that the governor had called for a state of emergency, and that's not done lightly. It only is done when we do feel that it has risen to that level of real concern. And so because of that, and even prior to the governor's state of emergency, this issue had been addressed in many, as you know, our communities and our towns. And that's really what precipitated the legislation.
And for those unfamiliar, what types of synthetic drugs are we actually talking about here?
Well, I think that you are now at the core of the issue. I think what I would say is that we know what heroin is. We don't know what synthetic drugs are. But we do know that they're dangerous, that they're manufactured with all different kinds of chemicals, and it changes constantly. And they have been sold over-the-counter is harmless drugs. So I think that the committee, our hardest job was, as I said, to really define what that is. And you will see in the bill that there are actually 11 pages listing different chemicals that are in synthetic drugs.
As you said, one of these issues is trying to get your head around what ingredients constitute a synthetic drug. And manufacturers are constantly changing the ingredients to
That's
skirt
right.
the laws that,
right.
that people have made. So, you know, I think one detractor had said something to the effect that, you know, your law is effective for just a grand total of 2 or 3 months. And then after that, these chemists can beat your legislators once again by changing that.
Right.
And so how do you compensate?
We address that in the bill. Yeah. As I said, we listed all of the chemicals that would be found in these drugs today. But as you said, they could change momentarily. Mm-hmm. They can change tomorrow or up the road. So our bill, which is a bipartisan bill, listed those drugs. But what we did is we authorized the Commissioner of Health and Human Services to oversee those chemicals and to have the authority, if he receives information from the Department of Safety, in particular to say, these drugs have changed. The Commissioner of Health and Human Services then would go through a process, a protocol to actually make those adjustments.
And how long would that protocol take to make the change?
It doesn't take long. It would go through rules and working again with the Department of Safety and having just our normal process of a hearing, and then it is changed. In an emergency, the bill also addresses the fact there could be an emergency and we need to have that done in a timely manner. The commissioner also can make that adjustment.
Several communities have passed their own ordinances outlawing synthetics, including your home city of Keene. Mm-hmm. Do we know how effective those have been so far?
The city of Keene, yes, they did put a city ban, and they did come to me and say, we need your help. We need the legislative support to make this statewide. So I know that there were entities in my own district that probably had no idea how dangerous synthetic drugs were or bath salts and were selling them over the counter. And if you walked into those stores today, you wouldn't see it.
State Senator Molly Kelly has authorized legislation that would ban the sale and possession of synthetic drugs in New Hampshire. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.